More details have been emerging about the gun attack that killed two Israeli embassy staff as they were leaving Washington's Jewish Museum. Sarah Lynn Milgram and Yaron Lischinsky worked in the Israeli embassy. The suspect has been identified as 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez from Chicago. President Donald Trump said the attack was obviously based on anti-Semitism. We can go live to Washington and Daniel Lipman, White House and Washington reporter for Politico. Daniel, thanks for being with us. What's now known about what happened last night?
So what happened was this guy was pacing around the museum. Obviously, there was also a security glitch in that if you have suspicious people just hanging out there, he was not talked to. And he opened fire on this young couple. What I think is, you know, one of the undercover parts of the story is that the woman who was killed was actually worked for the Israeli embassy. But she, before that, she had worked for a group called Tech2Peace. And so she was not some Israeli warmonger. She wanted to actually build relations with the Palestinians and find peace. And so this really strikes at kind of the heart of D.C.'s Jewish community, where a lot of Jews in Washington are thinking, are we safe here? And where do we go from here?
What have police been saying about the suspect, who it seems was initially mistaken for a victim of the shooting?
Yeah, he actually went into the building of the Capitol Jewish Museum and stood there for 10 to 20 minutes and was kind of, people thought he was a not a victim, but someone who had been traumatized. And then he kind of unleashed and say, oh, I did it, and then free Palestine. And so clearly someone who is mentally disturbed. And so people who have a screw loose, they tend to sometimes look for a cause like, oh, let's improve Palestinian rights, and then they can be a martyr, and this guy will be locked up for the rest of his life or face the death penalty.
Can you give us a sense of the political reaction? I know it's now early in the morning with you.
Yeah, no, political leaders across the spectrum have obviously condemned this and said that this seems to be an act of anti-Semitism. And Chuck Schumer, he's the Senate minority leader who actually wrote a book on anti-Semitism and is the highest ranking Jewish elected official in the states. He condemned this with a strong statement. And so we've seen a surge of anti-Semitism in across America and in the world writ large after the horrific October 7th attacks and after Israel's long war in Gaza. Israel just said they were going to ramp up their offensive in the Palestinian territory. I think that it's very hard. You know, a lot of Americans don't even recognize how many Jews, 6 million, died in the Holocaust. And so there's a lack of education that is probably related to all of this, where people don't recognize that Jews have been discriminated against for many years.
Daniel Lipman of Politico, thank you for joining us from Washington.